2022. Our focus will remain truth, exposure, and accountability. I get to see it. I'm a firsthand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform, but the glory does not belong to Stu Peters.
That's right.
This is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty.
Using lies, they will jail us, persecute us, kill us, sterilize us, or leave us for the gallows.
Why is Tony Fauci still running around free instead of hanging by the end of a noose somewhere?
It's a great question. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. It is October 19th, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, most people probably realized this headline was inevitable. Breaking yesterday, a federal jury found that Igor Danchenko, a major source for the Steele dossier, is not guilty of making false statements to the FBI. We had no reason to expect anything else, of course. But just like the last prosecution in the Durham probe, the jury was drawn from the Washington, D.C. area. Literally 80% Democratic territory, full of people who hate Trump, even more than they hate this country and its history. These people will never convict anybody whose chief offense is harming the president and his advisors, even if they lied or engaged in all manner of corruption. And that might be it for the Durham investigation. I don't know. We've had three cases netting one guilty plea that resulted in no jail time. That's it. For one of the most shamelessly coordinated lies in American history. The FBI colluded with its own sources to basically frame Donald Trump and then used that framed evidence to derail his entire presidency. And now it appears that they've gotten away with all of it. The message here isn't that the FBI is innocent or that it did nothing wrong. In fact, we already know quite well that they did plenty wrong. No, the message here is that we aren't going to get solutions from some special counsel who spends 2 years gathering evidence and then brings a few confusing cases into a court in Northern Virginia so a group of 12 Democratic voters can toss the charges out. No, the fix to this has to be drastic and it has to be immediate. The FBI is out of control. It's a rogue agency. It's a secret police for an illegitimate regime. And sometimes an outright criminal enterprise. The next Republican administration can't work with the FBI, and it won't have enough time to gradually reform the FBI. No, the next Republican president who has any balls at all will need to completely uproot the FBI, fire every senior official it can, or if they have to, fire everyone at the FBI. Jail its agents. And then rebuild it completely from scratch as a real police force, not a deep state hit squad. George Papadopoulos is a former Trump aide. He has a very up-close and personal experience about how biased things can be and what is considered a criminal lie and what isn't. George Papadopoulos joins us now. George, thank you so much for coming back. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Sue. Great to be back with you.
I mean, am I overstating any of that? Is the FBI just a rogue criminal enterprise, a secret police for an illegitimate regime?
You know, Stu, if you had asked me this question probably in 2014 and 2015, right before I started working for Ben Carson and Trump, when I had faith in our institutions, I had faith in the Constitution, I had faith that our institutions were not corrupt, that, you know, dirty cops were things you would see in the movies, and they really only do go after real criminals and they don't plant or they investigate criminal behavior, I probably would have told you, no, the answer is that the FBI is sacrosanct, basically, that they are supposed to be respected and that they do the right thing. But based on the behavior and the activities and the illegal, egregious misconduct of the FBI and the politicized leadership of the FBI going back to 2015, 2016, 17, all through this past election, I have to say that I am beginning to agree, and I have agreed with many congressmen who not only believe that if the Republicans take over in this next Congress, that they have to defund the FBI, but you have to basically uproot its leadership and replace them with real patriotic law enforcement individuals who respect the Constitution and they are there to protect and to serve the American people and not to set them up like they have done so many times over the past couple of years, simply based on their political beliefs and to persecute them. And there's no surprise to that millions of Americans today believe that the FBI has become deputized to enforce a woke ideology and to ram it down Americans' throats. That's not sustainable. The polls show it. The American people are sick of it, and it's time for the Republicans, should they take over in the midterms, to really enact change.
I mean, look at what we saw at Mar-a-Lago. We saw this raid on President Trump. They could have just subpoenaed or asked him for this information. Then they posted what appears to be Photoshop images of a crime scene. Since when does any law enforcement agency do that on social media? We talked about Mike Lindell being raided by the FBI at a drive-thru where he had his phone taken away from him. We see the FBI going door-to-door, breaking down the doors of people who were praying on the courthouse, or the Capitol steps, rather, on January 6th after being ushered there by cops. What is the threshold for corruption that the American people or that an administration is willing to tolerate?
Look, Sue, like I said, this is completely unsustainable. This cannot continue. And I'm not saying this simply as somebody who was a victim of this corruption, because at the end of the day, it's not me who was the ultimate victim. It's not President Trump who's the ultimate victim. It was over 75 million American voters who voted for Donald Trump in 2016, likely even more in 2020, who saw their will and their vote usurped from them by an establishment, a security apparatus that did not care about how they wanted to vote and wanted to have pre-selected candidates appointed. And this is something, like I say, and I go around the country talking to patriots, and I tell them, don't look at the R next to a candidate. Make sure that these are America First candidates, and that you vet them, and that you put your money and your vote behind candidates who are going to shake things up, because this is the most important midterm in American history. If we don't get this right, we are going to be in a permanent security state, and we are going to finally import the Chinese model that the Democrats have wanted to do for many years, and it's going to become a reality. Make sure you get out there and vote for the right candidates, and make sure you hold their feet to the fire to get change going.
Yeah, I mean, you're operating under the premise that we have free and fair elections in this country. I don't agree with that sentiment. If we don't get 2020 fixed, we saw this election stolen right out in front of the entire world. Shameless lies all over the place. If we don't fix that, if we don't get it right, I mean, what hope do we actually have? It's my opinion that this whole thing is rigged and fake.
This is exactly why you have seen such a pushback against candidates, like I just explained, people like Carrie Lake out in Arizona, whose entire candidacy has essentially been on auditing the last election, doing a deep dive into exactly what happened. You're starting to see the FBI now involved again in what's going on in Georgia, where they're talking about the Dominion machines and what was happening over there. So there, of course, was a lot of corruption in this past election, but it's going to take the state's legislators, state senators, governors, attorney generals at the local level to assure that things get audited properly. People are held accountable. We are seeing criminal convictions against many Democrat activists and operatives of this past election, but we need to see more. But the only way to do it is to get 50 Carrie Lakes elected. And that's something that only the American people can do. And so I do operate that, yes, the past election was corrupted, but we can't give up hope. We just have to assure that we have people like Carrie Lake and others continue this march forward.
So what do we do this time? Just vote harder? I mean, if they found a solution or a formula that works for them to just disenfranchise the vote and steal elections, then how can we elect 50 Carrie Lakes?
That's exactly what people have been trying to do and audit these past election. And by doing that, they've essentially been handcuffed by the FBI. Anytime you have actually seen a deep dive into this misconduct by people like Mike Lindell, look what just happened to Mike Lindell.
Right.
You mentioned Mike Lindell earlier. He was attempting to have a cheeseburger at Hardee's, and he was swarmed by what he called like a hit squad. Essentially, they took his phone, didn't allow him to contact his lawyers because he has been investigating this stuff.
Those agents are lucky that they're lucky that he wasn't packing a firearm and that they didn't get shot. I mean, they didn't identify themselves. They just busted in, rolled up on him like some kind of a hit squad.
This is unsustainable, Stu. And it's not you saying it only. It's not me saying it only. Millions of Americans have woken up. And actually, something I do want to say based on the behavior of the FBI, even moderate Republicans, even independents who were souring on Trump before the Mar-a-Lago raid, based on whatever you want to call it, they were horrified. They were shocked at during this unprecedented raid. And at the end of the day, this hard-footed approach by the FBI and the intelligence agencies and the DOJ is going to backfire. it's going to backfire overwhelmingly. The polls are showing it. The American people are sick of it. And they have awakened the sleeping giants. And it's not just Republican voters anymore. And that is the ultimate humiliation that these deep state cronies are going to face.
Yeah. So we had a lot of faith in the Durham probe. We thought that, you know, Durham was going to bring prosecution. It was foolish to believe that in Washington, D.C., you would ever get a fair jury, I guess. Is this it for the Durham probe? Is that dead in the water?
Stu, I am somebody who completely disagrees with this opinion that Durham, one, is over, and two, that his investigation has been wasteful. And let me just explain what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The entire probe started about this one character, Joseph Mipsa, that we've talked about on your show before. When Barr and Durham traveled to Italy to learn exactly what he was up to, how he was involved, how the Italian intelligence services were involved, the UK, Australia, some of these Five Eyes intelligence services. That's how this entire thing got started. Durham hasn't even presented anything about this character. I think he's holding that ace up his sleeve moving forward for other criminal charges. These cases that he has brought, I do agree with what you stated at the beginning of your introduction. They've been a bit confusing. Yes, they have been in front of 80% Democrat jurors. So I didn't expect convictions. And at the end of the day, these process crimes that he was trying to get convictions on, what have they actually presented to the American public? They've shown the roadmap of corruption. The first trial, I don't care if Sussman was convicted. Sussman, at the end of the day, is a nobody. And him going to jail 1 or 2 weeks does not prevent this from ever happening again. But what he did show in the first trial is Hillary Clinton was behind the entire thing. He got FBI agents and the Hillary Clinton campaign to admit that. In this other trial right now with Danchenko, he showcased that the FBI was trying to corroborate this stuff with Steele, offering him $1 million, yet they still defrauded a FISA court. There are still criminal investigations about FBI agents. You mentioned FBI agents should go to prison over this, and there are ongoing investigations, including the head agent, in my case, Curtis Heidi, that we learned during the Sussman trial. This isn't over. Durham's doing his talking in federal court. He has not said this is over. I think he's going to wait until after the midterms to bring other charges. And this is something that I bet my entire reputation on. I've said it before. I'm saying it again. This isn't over.
Yeah, I mean, I would advocate for a whole lot of people that work for the FBI to go to prison. I think anybody who is a criminal and commits a criminal offense should go to prison. I mean, when you're convicted, when you're found guilty, when you're arrested, you should go to prison. Just because you wear some fake badge and operate under some rogue agency that really has no charter at all. I don't even know where they get their authority from, to be honest with you. But they're a Gestapo. They've proven themselves to be. And yeah, I think a lot of them should go to prison, just like every other criminal. What's next then, in your opinion, for the Durham probe?
I think what Durham is really going to move forward is, and this is exactly what I just said, he's getting all of these officials, including FBI agents, under oath in federal court to testify and to basically say, yes, we committed fraud. Yes, we knew this was fraudulent. Yes, we didn't corroborate it. And yes, we had a go get Trump attitude. This is all under oath in federal court now. When you have people like Brian Auden, this FBI analyst, who was later involved with the Hunter Biden cover-up, saying this. And when you have people like Curtis Heidi, who was the FBI agent in my case during the Sussman trial, saying, oh, yes, I do know that I'm under criminal investigation because I also was withholding other information from the FISA court. This had nothing to really do with Sussman or Danchenko, but it had to do with the greater picture of the corruption at the FBI. And that's why so many people were confused. Like, is this really about Danchenko and Sussman or the FBI? And ultimately, I think he's getting this testimony to go after the higher ups at the FBI who are really the ringleaders. I think that's why Jim Comey has been extremely silent. I think that's why McCabe has been extremely silent. And I think you see people like Strzok who think that they're untouchable, mouthing off and doing whatever they're doing. But I think those are the ultimate targets, because if they're not, the case would have suggested that this was only about Danchenko, about Sussman. And in reality, he didn't even need to present these cases.
Yeah, I mean, it went from where's Hunter Biden to where's James Comey? I mean, where is this guy? He's been completely silent.
Exactly, Stu. Exactly. So and that's what I'm looking at.
Do you think it is the FBI's ultimate goal to work their way up to a physical perp walk for President Trump?
I think there's no coincidences in politics. And I think, and it goes back to what I mentioned about the America First candidates. When did this raid on Mar-a-Lago actually occur? It occurred a couple days after those tremendous victories in Arizona in the primaries from Donald Trump supported candidates, because all the roads that we've been talking about regarding the past election really go through Arizona in many ways, especially with what Carrie Lake is attempting to do should she ascend to victory. And I think that they wanted to intimidate Trump. That's why they went to him, raided his place a couple days after that, to basically show all these other America First candidates who are likely going to win in the next election that if you're with Trump, you're damaged goods. This guy's no good. He's under criminal investigation. And what they wanted to do was silence him. The best thing that President Trump did, and I talk about this all the time on television during his rallies or whatever you want to call it, and I said, go on offense. Don't stop. If you get silenced, they're going to walk all over you. He kept going on offense. They couldn't silence him. His voice and his power in this next election is more incredible than ever before. But I do think they want to indict him. But they can't, because he's opened his mouth too much and he has too much influence within the GOP base today. And at the end of the day, with all the American people.
I've got 1 minute left. Is Trump going to run in 2024? Is that inevitable?
I think it's inevitable. I think he is the face and the spirit behind the new Republican Party today. And if we don't have his leadership moving forward to get the right candidates elected in this next election, in the midterms, it doesn't even matter if he gets back into office, because we're going to go through another impeachment, more investigations. That's why this midterm is more important than even him getting reelected in 2024. We need the right allies in Congress to work with the second Trump administration to truly make America great again and to change America from within, to replace the institutions with and leadership with patriots. And the only way to do that is by getting this guy reelected.
Yeah. And we need the right personnel next to Trump.
Absolutely.
I think that we've learned from a lot of previous mistakes there in that regard. And I am an advocate, a huge staunch supporter of the 2016 America First agenda, but we cannot allow this to be slow walked again by these turds that are fossils in this establishment, uniparty, globalist, deep state, World Economic Forum allegiance, in league with Satan, basically, whether they choose to admit it or acknowledge it or not. George Papadopoulos, love having you always. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Of course. We have to get that straight, because the overwhelming public perception, because of a fake and lying press, is that this is just a big nothing burger. I don't see John Durham wasting 2 years. I don't see John Durham risking his entire reputation to bring a nothing burger. I think this is going somewhere. And although patience is difficult, I stick with the theory of this platform, which is that it is the intent of the enforcement arm, the Gestapo, the brown shirts of the illegitimate regime, the FBI, to indict and arrest and perp walk President Trump right out in front of the world for everybody to see, with the specific planned purpose, intentional purpose, of sparking a kinetic confrontation here in this country. They will have a war on pandemics, a war on disinformation, a war against Russia and Ukraine, potentially World War III, and a war here in this country. By congressional edict, we have to do away with elections. It's just a distraction. By the way, we're shutting off the internet. We're shutting off your smart TV. We're shutting down the news. You'll have to scan your vaccine QR code in order to turn it back on. And at that point, you will have to rely on the only source of truthful information, state-approved information. I believe that is coming. More of the Stu Peters Show next. Go nowhere.
First time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
GoldCo can help to protect you against the financial reset that's inevitable when that system comes down and they crash it all. A global famine, forever wars in Ukraine, stealing your money to fund them, tax hikes, hyperinflation, full-blown recession, criminal government theft. Get out of that system. Get physical gold and silver from GoldCo. Call them today, 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. When you call GoldCo and mention Stu Peters, you'll get up to $10,000 in free silver with your qualified account. Call them today. Protect yourself. GoldCo, 855-706-GOLD. Mike Lindell was recently down at Fort Myers Beach and the Fort Myers area distributing 12,000 My Pillows. He was down there personally handing them out. He sponsors this segment on the Stu Peters Show. He's a true patriot. It's called Ask Dr. Jane, by the way. Brought to you by MyPillow.com. Huge discounts when you use promo code Stu across the entire website, as well as at MyStore.com, which is all American-made products. So if you're fed up with Bezos and the globalists and Amazon, head on over to MyStore.com, MyPillow.com. Use promo code Stu. All kinds of great gift ideas if you're out there doing early shopping. Dr. Jane joins us now for this segment. By the way, if you have a question for Dr. Jane that you would like her to answer as the medical contributor here on the Stu Peters Network, just hit her up in Telegram at Dr. Jane Ruby. This one comes from Taryn. Hi, Dr. Ruby. In South Africa, they have an increase of COVID in the wastewater and warning the unvaccinated and expecting hospitals to get busy. I'm wondering what would make them test the wastewater? Many thanks.
Well, you know, I thought this question was important because, again, we've got to all remember there's no way to test this. I'd like to know what report you base that on, what they're telling you. We've got to be very careful right now, Stu. There's a lot of fear-mongering, a lot of misinformation flying around. There's no way to actually determine anything that is COVID. And by the way, what is COVID? And what would COVID be in a water system? So I don't think you have a lot to fear, and I would really ask you to go back and look at your sources for that information.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where I'm getting this from, but I would just say, hey, watch the water. You know, you got to do that. Watch the
There's
water.
There's also that. Yes.
Yeah. Larry says, Dr. Jane, my sister and brother-in-law, sorry to say, both took the bioweapon shot. He's on dialysis. Will dialysis clean out his blood from the poison in the shot? Nope. It's in his DNA.
Well, that's one part of the problem. The other thing is, you know, dialysis is set up. I'm not a dialysis expert, by the way, but I do know enough as a healthcare provider that dialysis does filter out the excess nitrogen, which is the waste product, you know, from breaking down proteins through the kidneys. So I don't think it's specialized. Also remember that the spike protein, if it is real and exists on a real coronavirus, the virus itself is nano. It's tiny. It's like thousands of times smaller than a bacteria, which you can't even see with your eyes. So you're talking about a small piece of that thing that you can't even see. So
yeah, which
I don't
is also
it.
In the fake virus that we now know to be anything but a virus. It was never a virus. It's not a respiratory virus. It's not jumping from human to human. Statistically, it's impossible. Scientifically speaking, it's impossible. And that was all proven here on this
That's
program
correct.
By doctor or not doctor, excuse me, by biotech analyst Karen Kingston. And by the way, this is why masks don't work, because these things are so tiny. You could
like
wear 11 masks
fences.
And yeah,
right.
It's never going to do anything. Which,
never.
By the way, I think the new CDC recommendation is that you do wear 11 masks. Tony Fauci, remember the big long mask meme? I thought that was really great. And this is how these people
that
would have us living.
Needs to be, and that agency needs to be ripped down, Stu, along with all the other alphabet agencies.
By the way, if you did not
We're
see
done.
Yesterday's Stu Peters show, we addressed this. Tomorrow, Thursday, the CDC is going to be voting on whether or not to add this bioweapon deadly euthanasia injection that makes kids sterile and infertile to the regular immunization schedule for children. Which would mean that it would
Trap
be mandatory, it'd be required for them in order to attend school. So the CDC right. better hear from the Stu Peters Network viewing audience. Christine House, what's in this bioweapon? Or what is this bioweapon? Parasites, graphene oxide, venom peptides, self-replicating nanoparticles, 5G involvement, et cetera? Yes. Yes. All of the above, she said, or
Dr.
all of the
Stu
above.
Dr. Stu is answering.
Well, I'm not Dr. Stu, and I'm not giving medical advice, but look, we've had plenty of experts, scientists, researchers
yes,
on this program that have weighed
in
and
program.
Brought receipts and proof and images and video slides of what they're seeing in the microscopic images. We've had La Quinta Columna, by the way, who came out with the graphene oxide findings right away. They're indisputable. They're irrefutable. They are proven.
Poison.
And they're poison.
Right.
They're, go
collections
look at the,
of poison.
The snake venom peptides. Dr. Malone, in something, he ran to the Daily Beast. Like, who does that? This guy ran to the Daily Beast to tell on me, going back to this Watch the Water deal. And Zach Patrizio asked me for many comments. He didn't publish one of them. And the comments are basically questions for Dr. Malone that have been repeatedly asked and never answered. But this Watch the Water thing comes up, and they claim in this hit piece by the commies at the Daily Beast that I said, or that Dr. Artis claimed, that venomous peptides were in the shots. Well, no, it's also in the gene sequence, the genetic sequence of the AI bioweapon virus, which has never been a virus. It is biosynthetic parasites, apparently. It's proven by patents, and they are in there from a German hedgehog, from an African bat, from an African snake, from a Chinese crate snake, and from a Chinese bat, plus all sorts of other things, proving that this thing was never in the wild, and the peptides are in there. So I don't know why people keep coming back to this Watch the Water thing and saying that it was a big hoax. It's been proven all over the place that venomous peptides are in the genetic sequence that they're calling COVID-19 or SARS-CoV-2, and it's in the bioweapon injection. So anyway, I'll let you answer the question. What is this bioweapon?
First of all, we have I'm going to give you the scientific Dr. Jane truth answer. I don't dispute anything you just said, Stu. It could be all of that, and it could be some of that. And it's anything on any given day, in any location, in any lot number. There's just a lot of things circulating. That's why you have different reactions across people. I think that's what we need to know. It's a collection of poisons. Don't take it. Don't take any more of it. Get rid of this from our childhood. All the childhood vaccinations should be reevaluated by a citizen panel of experts, not any agency.
Until
anymore.
Somebody can disprove venomous peptides, they're there because it's been proven. They're in
there. They're in a lot of medications, yeah, Stu.
Exactly.
They're in high blood pressure meds.
Until somebody can prove that there's no connectivity,
right.
I would ask you to dispute what Matt Taylor found when he held this thing straight out of a vial under a microscope near a router that has 5G capabilities, and we watched it move. I mean, we've shown this. So is there a microscopy expert or some scientist or researcher that wants to disprove it?
Mike Adams. Mike Adams has already done that. He's already shown, corroborated what Matt Taylor has found.
Yeah.
He's found those metallic conducting metals that never are found in the human body.
Circuitry.
Now found in those white fibrous cloths.
Circuitry. The guy's an electrical engineer. He knows what a freaking circuit looks like.
Robin
B. returned from a 7-hour trip in a car with my dad. He's fully vaxxed and 2 boosters. Today, I'm running a fever over 100. I feel terrible. I think it's the shedding. My body's fighting something. What do you think, Dr. Jane?
Well, I don't diagnose or evaluate people through social media or at all in this role. But I will say that, you know, people, we all have to remember, we can have coincidental illnesses. We are living in a world of organisms. We are going to get colds and flus, you know, intermittently across our lives. So could it be a coincidence? Yes. Could it be that your body immune system was weakened from whatever your relative is shedding? Yes, it could be all of those things. It all goes back to taking care of yourself, keeping yourself healthy, taking supplements every day to keep your immune system going, eating right, you know, sleeping right, and protecting yourself from whatever is in the environment. But you're not going to avoid it 100%.
Still bothers me. Why weren't my comments...
I agree.
No, I'm thinking still about the Daily Beast thing with Dr. Malone. Why weren't my comments published? You know, you asked me for comment, you reached out to me for comment, I responded with comments, and then none of them are published. You know why? Because I'm right over the target. That's why.
Why would someone who's supposedly in on the right side of the health freedom movement
run to the communists at the Daily Beast?
Run to a communist far-left rag.
Man, I don't know. I think that's all a construct, too. You know what I think the Daily Beast is? It's set up as a supposed left-wing, you know, liberal type whatever, but I believe that's all a fake construct. This is a uniparty, globalist, elitist thing that makes people believe this illusion that there is some left wing or right wing. There isn't anymore. We do not have a representative government. We have corporate government crime syndicate. Shalom. Dr. Jane, help us end the CDC meetings for COVID mRNA injections on children. Fight for us. Was there a question in there?
No, but I thought it was an interesting statement. Everybody wants somebody else to do something, Stu. It's DEFCON 1. That's a military term for, you know, nuclear war is imminent, but I use it, you know, figuratively to suggest that they're knocking, everything's knocking at the door. You're there. You're at the precipice.
That's right.
Everybody must get involved right now. We don't have a lot of time left.
Where's all the parents?
Don't wait for somebody else to do it.
You know, where are all the parents out there? There should be millions of parents standing outside the CDC right now demanding
that
this does not. Yeah, but be careful, especially if the police decide to usher you in. And say, yeah, come on in. Take a look around. Don't do it. I'm telling you, don't do it. You'll be an insurrectionist. Dr. Jane, thank you so much. You can find her in her Telegram at Dr. Jane Ruby. By the way, this segment, Ask Dr. Jane, all brought to you by the Patriot himself, Mike Lindell, over at MyPillow. A lot of people have these weird things to say about Mike Lindell. I'm telling you, I judge a man by his fruits, period. And he has proven to be a patriot, spending his own personal money. So if you want to contribute to the cause, guess what? You'll get great products, all American made. And also, you know, all those proceeds, Mike has proven, are going to fight these internet-connected machines that are stealing our elections in the fake and rigged system. He's trying to tear down, you know, tear down the curtain that is essentially protecting these demons as they, you know, inflict pain and oppression on American people who have been misled to believe that they are a free person. They are absolutely not. MyPillow.com. Use promo code Stu. More of the Stu Peters Show next.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Lindell. And my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for all your support during these times. They've canceled culture. They've canceled our box stores, our shopping channels. Now they've even tried to debank me. And it's all because they want our voice canceled. Buying today also helps support Stu Peters' show, which is one of the best podcasts, best shows you're ever going to watch, because he speaks out like it is. He tells the news. What a concept. Well, today I'm going to pass the savings on to you. You get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99. And if you order today, I'm going to give you my book free. By the way, my book, this is the American dream. This is what it is. This is what we're all fighting for. This is what we're not going to give up on. We're not going to lose our freedoms. You use promo code STU. You guys, this is the best price in history because of your great support. Thank you all, and God bless.
Everybody knows by now how important it is to have the appropriate amounts and the exact right types of magnesium in your body to combat stress and anxiety and low mood and sleepless nights and, quite frankly, an early grave. But a lot of people are rushing out to get these magnesium supplements, and in fact, they're doing themselves damage because these things are a laxative, literally. Go and research it. They're pooping out everything that they're trying to do with the magnesium, plus everything else that they're putting in their bodies to supplement to keep themselves healthy is all going away because they're actually taking a laxative unbeknownst to them. They probably just wonder why they have a loose stool. I don't know. It's because of these cheap, fake magnesium products on the market. 75% of Americans have a magnesium deficiency, which leads to all of these things. Increased stress and anxiety, low mood, depression, sleepless nights, and an early grave. Magnesium Breakthrough has the exact right types of magnesium, plus a full digestive health and support line available at magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Go there and do the research yourself. magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEcoFoods.com. Go to EarthEcoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEcoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEcoFoods.com. So on President Trump's final day in office, he announced pardons for 144 different people. Steve Bannon got a pretrial pardon for his role in the We Build the Wall fundraising grift. More than 24 drug offenders of various kinds got a pardon. Trump pardoned a friend of Jared Kushner's who was accused of cyberstalking. He'd already pardoned Jared's dad for severe financial crimes. Roger Stone argued that there should be a blanket pardon for everyone that questioned the election. But that second pardon didn't come for Roger Stone, who faced a politically motivated sham prosecution for simply being present near the Capitol on January 6th. Well, we spoke with Roger for a bit last week, but we wanted to have him back quickly to ask about something we didn't get the chance to talk about then. You may have seen this. Newly released footage shows Stone allegedly on the phone on January 20th, the same day that Joe Biden was inaugurated. Heavy air quotes there, by the way. He was asking for a last-minute pardon to protect himself and everybody else who questioned the election, but when it wasn't forthcoming, Roger shared some thoughts about President Trump's infamous son-in-law. Here's that clip.
Jared Kushner has an IQ of 70. He's coming to Miami. We will eject him from Miami very quickly. He'll be leaving very quickly. He has 100 security guards. I'll have 5,000 security guards. You want to fight? Let's fight. F*** you. F*** you and your abortionist daughter.
We want to be incredibly clear. President Trump absolutely should have given Stone that pardon. It doesn't matter if he thought Stone broke no laws, because that's besides the point. The left has been obsessed with putting Stone in jail, not because of any criminal behavior, but quite simply because they hate him. They hate him for supporting Trump from the beginning. They hate him for helping talk him into running for president in the first place. They hate him for not playing by Washington's rules and for ridiculing them, rightfully so, at every turn. And since 2020, they've hated him simply for getting out of their clutches the first time. So now, just as he feared, 2 years later, Roger Stone is still being targeted and harassed by the sham January 6th committee. Unlike quite a few drug dealers, and unlike Jared Kushner's criminal father or friend, he doesn't have a blanket pardon in his pocket to protect him from politically motivated retaliation. But to his perpetual credit, even though all of this is intended to silence and intimidate Stone, he hasn't been intimidated and he hasn't been silenced. Of course, he's always welcome here, and we will never silence him. And to that end, Roger Stone joins us now. Roger, thank you for coming back.
Thanks, Stu. I appreciate your putting this in context. You're absolutely right. I was subjected to Soviet-style show trial. Remember, I was charged with lying to Congress under oath about Russian collusion. How does one lie about something that we now know definitively never actually happened? So I'm very grateful to President Trump in an extraordinary act of both justice and mercy for pardoning me, because they were trying to put me in the slam for 7 to 9 years for the fabricated crime of lying to Congress. But I also argued, because I foresaw their use of the Patriot Act, prosecutions of anyone who exercised their First Amendment right to question the outcome of the 2020 election. And indeed, we saw a memo out of Homeland Security that said anyone who questioned the election could be determined to be a domestic terrorist. So yes, it's true. I did suggest a pardon for myself and every Republican member of Congress in the House who co-signed a letter questioning the election, and every Republican member of the Senate who had the courage to question the election, and every Trump campaign official or supporter who questioned the election. Now, of course, the left rewrites that. Stone wanted a second pardon for his illegal actions at the Capitol. Just to be clear, I wasn't on the Ellipse. I didn't march to the Capitol. I wasn't at the Capitol. And the fact that I actually came in contact with members of the Oath Keepers or the Proud Boys, that proves absolutely nothing. Let me put it another way. I've seen photographs of Adam Schiff with the notorious Los Angeles murderer, Ed Buck. Does that mean that Schiff was in on those murders? Well, in his case, he might have been. But it proves nothing whatsoever. It's guilt by association, and it's what the committee did. So last 2 weeks ago, Jamie Raskin was running around telling people that their hearing would expose stunning new evidence that Stone was the mastermind of the January 6th insurrection. No, there is no email, no phone call, no encrypted message, no witness, because it's simply not true. I never left my hotel grounds on January 6th, but they use extended guilt by association as the technique. And now you have multiple videos produced by these two disgruntled Danish documentary filmmakers. Turns out that they were paid for by the Danish government through their intelligence agency, in which they actually allege that I'm attacking President Donald Trump. Look very closely at these videos. Do you see my lips moving? Can you see my mouth? The committee did the same thing. CNN aired a video of a camera bouncing around wildly, supposedly with an audio track in which I advocate violence. Yet the committee has a actual video of me talking to thousands of people outside the Supreme Court on January 5th, in which I specifically say, don't be baited into violence. Violence is the technique of the left. What did they show in their hearing? A weird video that uses the same soundtrack as CNN 10 days earlier, but now you have me walking through an airport but wearing a mask. By the way, it was a Trump 2020 mask. But you can't see my lips moving. It's not even logical. If I was going to turn on Donald Trump, wouldn't I have done so when I was facing a 7 to 9 year prison sentence?
Yeah, I mean, of course. But in this video in the car, though, I can see your lips moving. I mean, when you turn your head toward the whoever's doing the allegedly holding the camera or the phone, I mean, you can see your lips moving here. Are you suggesting that they that you didn't say these things?
There's three different videos out there. They clearly, in a more recent video, conflate a conversation or an interview I had regarding Joe Biden, where I say I'm for impeachment, but not the impeachment of Donald Trump. It's not even logical.
Yeah.
Am I a critic of Jared Kushner? Absolutely. Absolutely. I think Julian Assange should have been pardoned. I think that Edward Snowden should have been pardoned. I think Big Meech, a African-American in Detroit, who's being tortured by the Justice Department, I think he should have been pardoned. But there's a lot of video out there that is clearly pasted together. And here's the point. I am suing these Dutch documentary filmmakers, pardon me, these Danish documentary filmmakers, but serving them in Denmark is proving to be a bit of a challenge because they fled Washington, D.C. when I announced that I would sue them. Ultimately, I will sort out in federal court what's real and what is not.
So if this indeed is a deep fake, yeah, I understand that. But what about the thoughts there that were allegedly expressed by you? Are they in alignment with the way that you feel about Kushner and Ivanka?
I'm not fans of theirs. That would be an understatement. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Well, it's this show's position that had Jared Kushner not been close to the president in the first place, that likely he would still be there, number one. And number two, the 2016 agenda would not have been completely derailed and slow-walked by the deep state that nestled in right next to Donald Trump, probably orchestrated by Ivanka and Kushner. That's this show's position anyways. I'm not putting words in your mouth.
I'm completely down with your position. And in fact, both Jared and Ivanka are avid supporters of the National Abortion Rights League and Planned Parenthood. Which is completely antithetical to my views, and I know your views. So yes, I am a critic. I think that Jared thwarted the America First agenda at every turn. How do we keep getting national security advisors who are pro-war neocons? How did that happen?
Well, there certainly was a lot of great deals worked out for Israel and for criminal felons that were locked up in jail thanks to a Kushner jailbreak legislation that was signed by President Trump. Other than that, I mean, Kushner wasn't advocating for a wall. Kushner wasn't advocating for Hillary Clinton to be locked up as promised to the voters. Kushner wasn't involved with selecting the Supreme Court justices that Trump was able to get in there before he was ousted by a Marxist coup d'etat. When the real insurrection occurred, by the way, on November 3rd of 2020 in the middle of the night, as this election was stolen, the vote was disenfranchised, and they cheated in a rigged election, which I believe is our system now. There's no representative republic here. We have a corporate government crime syndicate, and that's shredding the Constitution right in front of our faces in broad daylight with no shame. So, yeah, Kushner sabotaged. And that's because it's this show's position, once again, not putting words in your mouth, Roger, that Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump are radical liberals, and they are upset about not being invited to the cocktail parties and the social group clubs that they used to be invited to in a pre-Trump political era. They want to return to that. They want to be accepted by those World Economic Forum globalist world entities with, you know, $1,000 caviar hors d'oeuvre plates. They don't have that anymore because of President Trump's presidency. And I believe that they will do everything that they can to sabotage President Trump's run in 2024, which I believe is inevitable, should they not perp walk him beforehand. Do you agree with any of that?
I agree with absolutely all of it. Look, the deep state is trying desperately right now to find some legal basis to disqualify Trump as a potential candidate. If he runs again, he will win again, as long as Jared Kushner and his wife are kept as far away from his campaign as humanly possible. Jared's a liberal Democrat. How would he even understand how we think?
Yeah. I think there's several others as well that should probably be ousted from the close proximity of the president. Katie Walsh, the magnificent leaker, who's right next to Trump at Mar-a-Lago, Bedminster. We should talk about Susie Wiles, who may be selling Trump endorsements. We should take a look at Corey Lewandowski, possibly Bill Stepien. I mean, I think that there's a lot of people there that, you know, maybe shouldn't be. And this was the big question that this program had at the end of Trump's presidency, if you believe that there was an end to his presidency. Personnel is policy, and there seems to be a lot of questions about personnel and endorsements as well. But you know what? We'll leave that to the president. I don't get paid for that kind of stuff. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Well, I'll make it clear to anybody who might wonder. I love Donald Trump. I'm grateful to him for my pardon because they squeezed me to testify against him, and I refused. He is my first, second, and third choice for 2024. He's our strongest candidate, and I will support him over my home state governor.
The home state governor being Ron DeSantis, by the way, just to make it clear for everybody. You've always done a fantastic job of making yourself clear, and this sham hit on you is disgraceful. And in a real country, a serious country, with a real government and an actual judicial process, none of this would be occurring at all. Roger Stone, thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you, Stu.
Of course. All right. So I know you won't mind me taking a minute to talk about the people who make this show possible. You know, family-owned businesses, advertisers who have products that can actually help you. Like the great people over at Curibl.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, K-U-R-I-B-L.com. This is my hemp dealer, right? These are my CBD people. CBD can help with so many things. Go look it up on the internet. People report having Parkinson's disease, having the symptoms, and that they're treating them with CBD. Amazing. People are talking about ADHD. We care about our kids. We put our kids first. Stop filling them with neurotoxins and poisoning their brains. Try CBD. I mean, what do you have to lose? Joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, arthritic pain, allergies, migraine headaches, post-surgery pain, chronic pain, stress, anxiety, chronic illness, disease. Try it. What do you have to lose? 100% of the hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. That's right. It's a family-owned business. Plus, you get 20% off site-wide when you do business with Curibl.com when you use promo code STU. 20% off site-wide. What do you have to lose? If you're already doing CBD business with somebody else, why? Do you know where the hell that do you know where the hell it comes from? I almost let one slip there. DirecTV and Dish Network have already warned me. I got to watch my mouth over here, okay? So anyways, try Curibl.com, family-owned business. All of it is sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. Curibl.com, that's K-U-R-I-B-L. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide. And while we're exposing all kinds of evil on this program, how about the evil that these dog food companies are trying to perpetuate by poisoning your dog unbeknownst to you? Yes, even these companies that claim to have the, you know, the healthy dog food, the organic dog food. No, they're putting meat meal in this stuff. We have a full list of these people over at dogfoodexposed.com/stu. You would never knowingly poison your best friend, but inadvertently, you very well may be. Meat meal is leftover packing plant scraps that end up on the floor. I mean, they're no good for people. Why would you give them to your best friend, your dog? How about spoiled meat from supermarkets? You would never give that to your dog, but that's what's in it. Dr. Marty is a world-renowned veterinarian who has a real all-natural dog food. It's good for them. The first four ingredients are meat instead of meat meal, real meat. My dog, Carly, eats it. She's totally happy with it. She tells me all the time. Yes, I talk to my dog. You can just tell she's happier. She's more energetic. She's healthier. Her coat looks so much better. And then I can sleep better at night knowing that I'm not poisoning my dog. I had no idea. Go to dogfoodexposed.com/stew. So earlier this year, Tucker Carlson produced a documentary for Fox News on The End of Men. It got made fun of a bit for its trailer, which was, I mean, we'll just be honest about it, it was pretty gay. But all of the mockery obscured something important, something that we've highlighted multiple times on this program. Tucker is absolutely right. We're facing an existential threat to manhood and by extension to the human species. The traits that make men into men are vanishing before our eyes. Testosterone has been falling for men by an average of about 1% a year since the late 1980s, and the drop is still going. Men in their 60s have better grip strength than young men in their 20s, and men in their teens right now will end up even weaker. Sperm counts are down, which may be one reason that our birth rates have fallen so much. Lower testosterone in men means more obesity, more depression, more suicide. Testosterone directly fights all of those problems. And of course, gay and transgender people have lower testosterone than normal. So if the fall in T levels may be why the number of gay and transgender young men has exploded, we have to address that. All of this would be bad enough if the change had already been completed. But that's the thing. It's still going on. Men are becoming less like men physically with each passing year, and we still have almost no idea what's causing it or how to reverse it. In fact, scientists are barely even interested in investigating because all the attention today is on empowering women and fighting phantom racism. Christopher Key is the founder of VaccinePolice.com, and he joins us now because he's got extensive thoughts on all of this. Chris, thanks so much for coming.
Hey, brother, they are killing us with the food, the water, this bioweapon. Our men are not men anymore because big ag, big pharma, and big government, they don't love us. They want us dead. They're satanic, Luciferian. But we have the solutions. We have the solutions that's been banned by the NFL, the PGA, Major League Baseball, the NCAA. What is it? IGF-1. If you talk to any anti-aging doctor in the country, they will tell you if you want to stay young, if you want to keep your mojo, you want to take synthetic HGH. But the average person like myself, Stu, and you can't afford it. Only the really elite can. It's $4,000 a month. And you have to inject it into your subcutaneous fat. When you do this, your liver transfers it to IGF-1. We have deer in New Zealand, Stu. Their antlers, brother, their antlers are the fastest growing substance on planet Earth. They literally grow an inch a day, 1 inch a day. The reason why they grow so fast is because the high concentration of IGF-1 that's in the tip of the antlers, we've been able to freeze dry it out, put into a lipo delivery system that our scientists invented and has the patent that gives the body 98% absorption. This is unheard of in the supplement industry. But more importantly, Stu, we have randomized double-blind placebo studies to prove that if you do the 100,000, it increases your IGF-1 levels by 20%. If you do the 200 by 40%, and if you do the 300 like you and I do, it increases your IGF-1 levels by 60%. Why is it so important? Because this is going to give your body the nutrients it needs to rebuild, regrow, rejuvenate. This is what they don't want you to know about, because they don't want our men to be men again. They don't want us to stand up to this tyranny. And guys, this is not just for women. Women take this also because they saw how wonderful their men were responding from this. So guys,
wait a minute. So are you saying that women should take this IGF-1 too? Because I think the last thing we need is some more bull dykes running around here.
Brother, what this is going to do is balance out the hormones. Women have IGF-1. Women have testosterone, okay?
Yeah,
but
that's
true. But this is natural. This is 100% natural, Stu. What they're doing with all the estrogen mimickers and all the BPAs and all the toxic chemicals, they are lowering all those things by design. And we got to bring it back up. And one of the best ways to do that is the deer antler velvet. One of the things we've never talked about in your program, Stu, is the glutathione. Glutathione, everybody knows, is the best detox in the world, but it tastes like crap, it smells terrible, and it's very hard to absorb. We have the lipo delivery system that gives the body 98% absorption, and it tastes amazing, brother, amazing. So we're about solutions here with the Vaccine Police. We got a new website, Stu, and you'll appreciate this. It's a new domain name where anybody can go to getigf.com. That is G as in God, E as in energy, T as in Trump, I is an idiot for releasing these vaccines, and then G is in God, F is in frequency.com. And anybody that puts in a coupon code, Stu, they buy one bottle, brother, they get the second bottle for free. This is how we take back this country. You can't go preach God's word if you don't take care of your temple. And they are poisoning your temple, and it's about time that we, the people, stand up. And that's why we try to give you guys unbelievable products to allow your body to do what God intended to do, okay? This is very simple. Guys, they're coming for all of God's people. They're more importantly coming for God's children. Please stand up. What are your thoughts, Stu?
Well, I want you to give that website again, because I was a little confused while you were. I'm not even going to ask about that. Don't. What is the website again?
GetIGF.com.
GetIGF.com. GetIGF.com. Now, IGF is naturally found in your body and in my body, correct? Our bodies naturally produce this, but as we age, the levels of IGF and the levels, just like everything else, there's a reason why we supplement protein. There's a reason why we supplement vitamins. There's a reason, you know, for example, in the wintertime, especially in the northern climates, people aren't out in the sun. They're not getting the natural vitamin D that their body should be absorbing. So in the wintertime, in those colder climates, in the upper Midwest, in the upper Northeast, a lot of people supplement vitamin D. Same philosophy with the IGF-1, correct?
100%, brother. 100%. And this is the simplest way to get this into the cells because of the lipo delivery system. This product, again, remember, it was banned by the NFL, the PGA, Major League Baseball, and the NCAA. Why? Because they don't want you to be healthy. They want you to be sickly. They want our men to be docile. And that's why we're in the trouble that we're in right now, because of the food that they're giving us, the water that they're poisoning us with, the air that they're blowing, all these toxic chemicals. We, the people, have to wake up, brother.
GetIGF.com. GetIGF.com. Go there. I got to get out of here. Christopher Key, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
If you need the pain chips, guys, 205-936-9803. And don't forget your energy chips, brother. Love you. God bless. Yes! We're winning. We're winning, Brady.
You can say whatever you want about that guy. But I'll tell you what, those energy levels, They're never ending. Speaking of energy and thinking clearly and being on your toes, the Nootropics brain supplements from Nootopia.com/stew. That's where you need to go right now. Nootopia.com/stew. These are 100% legal, totally safe, non-addictive Nootropics brain supplements. Go research Nootropics. You know about collagen. You know about mushroom extracts. Collagenius, one of the new products at Nootopia.com/stew. Plus, my favorite, my absolute favorite from Nootopia is Focused Savagery. I love it. I've never thought more clearly. I've never been more driven, more focused than since I've started on my Focused Savagery regimen. Fill out the personal questionnaire. Figure out how you bust through distractions. Be the best you that you can be. Go to Nootopia.com/stew. More of the Stu Peters Show next. Please make sure that you're following me on social media, particularly Gab and Telegram. The Alamo of free speech, obviously, is Gab for our Died Suddenly story of the day. Plus, StuMerch.com features all of the swag that you need. The new Indict, Try, Fry t-shirt is available now at StuMerch.com. All of the shows are brought to you by Cortez Wealth Management, the independent fiduciary that can help you through this full-blown recession to protect your retirement income. Part of the never-taxed retirement strategy, book your personal appointment with Carlos Cortez. If you haven't already, you have nothing to lose. CortezWM.com or call him in the office, 813-448-3446. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it. So we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come to the car, and when they do,